They considered this necessary because quite a lot of civil servants from the two presidential administrations already knew about the subject and were even involved in its development. The NSA probably could not TMT allow this. But then, the situation started to change and those who had access to this secret information were gradually eliminated and their access was forbidden. AOTT found out from my friend at the Pentagon that Eisenhower was very annoyed that he was no longer kept up to date with this subject. He had already seen the aliens and their ships, but he gradually felt left over. Kennedy was probably the last of the American presidents who knew part of this great secret. In a conversation between him and a high official of the American Army in 1963, he admitted knowing about the reality of the alien ships and civilizations interacting with our planet, but he stated that he had no control over the whole file and did not TMT know why. It TMS highly possible that he might have discovered the true reason later that year, before his assassination, and he wanted to make that terrible secret public. Imagine what would have been if the whole world had found out that the governments of great powers had already established relations with certain extraterrestrial civilizations and that certain collaboration agreements had been concluded, but that everything had been kept highly classified by an occult world government made up solely of Freemasons who wished to hold complete control of the operation and thus control the whole world. From what I know, Kennedy was the only American president who was not a Freemason. Thus, his assassination appears in a different light than the one told to the public. But, if the American government has no control over the matter, how can you explain that the secret is so well kept? AAOTMD be surprised, but these secrets are better kept by civilians, off the record, involving companies, organizations and researchers rather than diplomats who are officially accredited. The majority of these projects are not developed by the government through state institutions but for the government by private institutions. They keep secrets much better and are better prepared to study them. AI interfered with bitter irony. AO thinking about the formula for Coca-Cola. Even now, after more than 100 years, nobody knows it except for a few persons from the top management of the corporation. And, when you think what a catastrophe this formula is for the health of human beings. At the same time, it TMS also a result of the ignorance of consumers who are shallow and, in a way, even unconscious, a Caesar added. AO containing good sense is not one of the strengths of the modern man and this leads to many problems. What I want to say is that the formula for this harmful soft drink is so secret that not even the President of the United States, should he wish to learn it, would have access to it. Then, after a pause, he went back to the main idea. AO the system of top-level classification of black projects TM is based on a double action. The private property of those secrets and the connections to USAP. Generally speaking, this combination is almost invincible. If you want to have access to such a project, through an intermediary in the private sector, it will have the private property privilege, and if you wish to access it through a mediator from the public sector, more precisely through government action, it will be strictly guarded by the USAP level which exceeds government powers. In conclusion, all ways are blocked. AI felt shattered within as if I no longer had any points of support. Okay, but how is this possible? What is this group of beings who managed to overcome any influence? What safety is left for us normal people? I Caesar answered in a serious tone which was so quiet that I could barely hear him, but given the special atmosphere in the cabin, his words created a deep impression upon me and remained very clear in my memory. AOTMS a group, a kind of occult entity or organization which transcends the US government and any other government in the world. AOTMS. Directly connected to USAP, is quasi-private and operates on an international level. Most of the projects are subcontracted to private companies and involve understanding and applying very advanced extraterrestrial technology. There are some units which are also connected to USAP, the purpose of which is to misinform and manipulate the population and to direct their attention to peripheral aspects, the reality of which is delayed forever, such as UFO sightings, kidnappings by aliens, examples of cattle mutilation and so on. These agates are TM through which the wrong information is channeled are supported by the mass media and by means of the embarrassing involvement of the scientific community or even by involving certain responsible politicians. Mainly, the group consists of active USAP agents who are part of companies that study a very advanced technology. It also consists of the international community, of political analysts, certain religious groups, the scientific community and the mass media. The identity of most of these agents is unknown, but I have to tell you that almost half of those who have decision powers in international government institutions favor the disclosure of this subject to the public. This can somehow be explained because they are very young and were very little involved in past events. Still, I don't yet understand how it is possible for those who actually work on these projects not to know what they are about. I said. Don't yet think that the secret could still be kept in such conditions. After all, there could be thousands of workers, researchers, scientists or public servants who could have access to this data. There must be reports and conclusions which need to be drafted. Who prepares them? What kind of people are they? How can the secret still be kept in such conditions? I really was amazed and confused about these aspects and wanted to clarify them. CZRTM's explanations were so clear and straight to the point that all of my questions were answered. Most of these ultra-secret operations which are part of the so-called black projects are conceived and structured in such a way that those who work for them, realize that they are related to alien technology. A clear example is the Initiative for Strategic Defense, which the press called a Star Wars ATM, which actually has the main purpose of detecting and, if necessary, destroying any alien ship coming close to Earth. The information I have from the Pentagon confirms that, until now, at least 3 extraterrestrial ships have been destroyed by means of an experimental weapon installed in space. However, you should know that most American officials and other top politicians from the entire world rarely receive information concerning this subject. This includes the White House staff, military personnel from the Pentagon, members of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations. If they request such information, they obtain no data concerning the respective operations and, furthermore, they don't yet even get a confirmation that those operations really exist. One of the functions of USAP agents is to act in such a way that these politicians don't yet even know whom to talk to in order to obtain such information. Thus, the confusion is practically total. FATM is an international corporation, but this is also based on the USAP action level. However, it seems that one of the great powers tends to develop independent programs in this respect. What country are you referring to? I asked with curiosity. Caesar answered immediately. I'm talking about China. They collaborate, but at the same time, they follow their own path, which I could say one's even accelerated. This relative independence of the Chinese concerning a black project ATM was begun after the discovery of some ancient pyramids masked under the surface of hills in one of the rural provinces of the country which has few inhabitants. They did some research and entered the structures, but nobody knows what they discovered there. The ATMA so closed about this information that not even the USAP services managed to infiltrate and find out what it was all about. For the moment, no fuss has been made about this because these matters are not officially recognized. Actually, at an international level, this was the main idea of the occult government. In order to make denial as plausible as possible, political leaders and leaders of the masses had to know nothing about the inside of this business. Thus, a black project ATM could be developed without problems and top politicians were comforted to hold supreme control, which made them less vigilant. ATM's clear, I said. This is also the reason why they preferred to involve civilian industry in such projects. Yes, most of the scientific and technical operations related to those very advanced technologies are performed by private research companies. In these cases, Project security is also ensured by specialized companies. Most of the times, if contractual conditions referring to confidentiality are breached, the agents of these companies resort to hiring killers. But, at the same time, contractual clauses stipulate rewards of more than hundreds of thousands of dollars for every person involved in the development of such projects in order to guarantee their full and discreet cooperation. AAOATM, I'm telling you this because I also received a copy of such a contract that was proposed to me by the Americans. This is how I got to find out more details about these operations, talking to my colleague. He was the USAP agent who mediated the collaboration. I can't give you details about this subject, but I can tell you that I declined the offer. But think about this. During the past decades, thousands of persons were involved in black projects and received these amounts of money. Thus, you can have a better idea of the huge funds used at this level of information and action, not to mention the amounts necessary for the study and research of the respective technology. Hey, we were both silent for a couple of minutes. I was trying to evaluate the monstrosity of those actions and, especially, the huge effort made by a small group of beings who are members of the AO cult world government, who actually control the planet and whose purpose is to control the world population and keep them in the dark. After all, these were vital problems, very important for our future and for our aspirations in life. From what Caesar told me, I already had an overview of those very secret aspects, but I still could not grasp the meaning of keeping this a secret from the entire world. There was a big question. Why is this terrible secret still kept and so well guarded that society does not learn anything about it? Ao, the implications of the answer to this question are huge, A. Caesar answered. Ao, at first glance, the aspects concerning extraterrestrial civilizations, extraterrestrial cosmic ships and the connections between some world governments with the representatives of these civilizations from space seem to be secret and even a sacred mystery at TM of the age we live in. In reality, things are more complicated. Mass psychology is very well known and used by worldwide Freemasonry, and this extraordinary aspect is used as a powerful weapon in order to create and manipulate a certain state of mind, of society. We have to consider that such a secret, which is supposed to be absolute, is always the source of a social illness because it creates the general premise for fear, insecurity and lack of trust in people. These are chaotic states of the mind which allow quite easily the taking of full control and can lead to complete obedience. This total control can only occur if the population is convinced that the management holds military supremacy and that nothing can threaten their future. In such conditions, how can you explain to people that the most powerful and complex air forces of our world are still not capable of replying to unknown ships coming from outer space? How can you explain that Christian religious dogma is wrong and that, apart from humans, there are other beings who are more intelligent and more evolved spiritually than humans? What would happen then with economic order, political balance, and the current technology we rely on in our daily lives? Undoubtedly, due to the relatively low level of correct and lucid perception of reality, and especially due to religious indoctrination, the majority of the world population would start to panic. From this point of view, maintaining the secret is predictable and even justified. However, the situation applies rather to the period when the official contact with alien civilizations began. This means the end of the 40s and beginning of the 50s, just when World War II had come to an end. But, after a few decades passed, and especially after the end of the Cold War, fear can no longer be the only explanation for the need to maintain this terrible secret. You know very well that, during the past 50 years, society has gone through many transformations and had remarkable accomplishments. I would even say that it became more mature if we look at things from a certain point of view. Ao, then what is the justification for keeping the secret? I asked. Ao, if, in the beginning, avoidance of general panic and chaos in all areas was the main reason for maintaining the collaboration with alien civilizations a secret, now it has taken another shape and structure. Now, The main reasons are greed and the need to maintain control over the population and to generalize this control. AO, the occult government, already holds the A technological key ATM of the future. My colleague from the Pentagon confessed to me that non-linear technology and technology of a zero-point energy ATM or free energy, which can apparently also be obtained from a vacuum, can be introduced on the market at any time. This very advanced technology, which comes directly from the alien civilizations we came in contact with, would exceed by far the combined importance of the internal combustion engine, electricity and the microprocessor. The economic impact would be tremendous, but the owners of this very advanced technology feel that the environment is not stable yet. In a way, they feel that spreading this technology to the whole world might create positive side effects which would not benefit their morbid plans at all. This is why they prefer to wait and follow the old directions imposed by current technology. This one is still productive and ensures that they have a huge income. A here, Caesar stopped for a few moments to think. Then I saw him smiling slightly as he began to explain to me another aspect of this situation. AO, for some persons, the power of the secret creates a special attraction and it can even turn into an obsession. The fact that they know they are aware of a huge secret makes them feel very important and worth a lot. They practically become addicted to that secret. On the other hand, we can still talk about fear among human beings, especially if this refers to something alien and unknown to them. There are many individuals who feel a great anxiety and might ask themselves in an embarrassing way, who are these humanoid beings and what is the purpose of their arrival on our planet? How did they enter our airspace without an authorization? ATMs almost a fear that man is born with and that makes humans reject the unknown, attack and detach themselves from what they don't yet know and understand. AOATMV also noticed this. They are trying to ridicule the subject deliberately and this leads to mass misinformation. The masses are led to believe that ATMs no real reason for them to worry. Exactly. Most intellectuals, respectable people, and mass media all prefer to follow the opinion of a authorized ATM persons who reject or minimize the delicate subject of extraterrestrial ships and civilizations when evidence is in fact so close. Even you, in very little time, will again have the chance to be confronted with such extraordinary evidence. Unfortunately, however, the blocking of information I was telling you about does not allow us to present this evidence to the world yet. Some things have to be done in stages because the power of correct assimilation of such information by the population is still relatively low, and in this case, it would be harmful rather than beneficial. I remained thoughtful. I had learned things of great importance for the future of humanity and even for every individual. Because, even if Caesar explained the issue at a global level, I still could not deny that it equally influences the lives of every person on the planet with regard to their conceptions, perception of surrounding reality, manner of acting, wishes and aspirations in life. In a way, this information was in the same line with the information about Freemasonry, Signore Massini and the Bilderberg group that I learned about from Caesar some time ago. But now it was straight to the point, more concrete and was targeting a taboo subject. On the other hand, I was astonished by the colossal opportunity I had of knowing most of these secrets and actually being confronted with them during an amazing succession of events. Obviously, there was a sum of very favorable factors which were correlated and arranged that created these wonderful opportunities for learning things of utmost importance for mankind. My presence in the projection chamber, the fact that I was part of this ultra-secret expedition and the amazing things I was about to discover at the end of the tunnel made me think that there surely was a very precise meaning to all this. I for one understand that everything was adding up so that I might have the chance to tell about these very important issues to people who are interested and lucid enough. Actually, I sincerely believe that this was my true purpose in these events and, with that thought in mind, I felt once again a deep joy and inner peace. Chapter 4, The Occult Chamber. While I was concentrating on my thoughts, I heard the electronic voice of the computer announcing the last stationary point of our trip. AO, get ready, because this point coincides with our final destination," A. Caesar said. "A.O. here, we left more complex devices and also supplies. We'll be there in a couple of minutes." Indeed. In less than 2 minutes, I started to notice that the light of the tunnel was gradually changing color from indigo to several shades and then to phosphorescent green, the same color I had seen at the other end of the tunnel in the projection chamber. The tunnel was perfectly straight and far away I could see a brighter light. I felt a strong emotion thinking that in very little time I was about to find out a huge mystery, thousands of years old, related to the enigmatic life of the old Egyptian pharaohs and the famous pyramids. I shared my thoughts with Caesar, but he immediately corrected me. "A.O. what Whitmer about to see has no connection with the old Egyptian civilization nor with the pyramids or the Sphinx. It may be the greatest mystery we have ever been confronted with so far because we don't yet understand why this space at the end of the tunnel, where we will soon arrive, was created. It's extremely old, more than 30,000 years older than the Egyptian civilization. But it's constructed later than the projection chamber. Why it was constructed here and why in those times, we don't yet know. At the end of the tunnel to Egypt, the last stationary point were in the stone gate of the occult chamber view from above. Here, Caesar stopped explaining. He seemed to think about whether he should give me more details or not. He switched to manual control of the vehicle and reduced speed. The color of the tunnel walls was now phosphorescent light green and the light was much brighter. The computer announced that we had 800 meters left until our final destination. Caesar slowed down even more. I could see at approximately 200 meters in front of us a kind of giant wall that completely blocked the tunnel. It seemed to be made of stone. I also saw many boxes placed over each other and the military equipment on both sides of the access path. Eventually the vehicle stopped and we got off. The others stopped a bit behind us and started to unload the new equipment they had brought. Hesitating, I headed with small steps to the huge stone wall blocking the tunnel, which was the final point. I saw the slots for the 12 crystals on both sides, which were identical to the ones at the other end of the tunnel. I suppose that the space-time distortion had to be symmetrical in order for it to remain stable. Next headline: Surprises and Mysteries. In the green light surrounding us, the brightness of the crystals was strange and made me feel that I was in another world. In a way, it was true. I was quite deep underground, on another continent near Cairo and in a tunnel created through an unknown equals space-time artifice. But what I found most troubling was that I was a few meters away from a hidden artifact kept unknown from almost the entire world, the meaning of which nobody knew. I went closer to the imposing stone wall, which, in that strange light, had a color of a darker shade of sand. On the left side, I recognized the same square sculpted in stone, perfectly carved, in which a triangle was engraved, just like the one at the entrance to the Great Gallery in the Bsky Mountains. Indeed, it's identical to the one on the other side. I heard Caesar talking behind me. I turned to him and asked what was behind that huge stone gate. A very strange space, he answered. We called it the occult chamber. It's simply a chamber planted at underground with no connection to the surface. The only access is through the tunnel where we are, which, as you know, is actually a space-time distortion. Maybe this is the reason why the strange phenomenon related to this chamber, which I mentioned before, occurs. Come with me. After he said that, Caesar turned to Aiden, who was already working on his holographic computer. I came behind him and noticed the space projection of the tunnel we were in, the stone gate and the space behind it, which was actually a simple square chamber inside of which I could see some objects which looked like opaque rectangles. Whitmer about to have a very big surprise when we enter this chamber, Caesar said, smiling. We then headed for the gigantic stone gate, except for Aiden, who remained deeply absorbed in his work on the computer which he now had connected to special sensors installed during the previous expedition. We reached the gate and Caesar touched the triangle. Right away, the gate started to slide towards the left, almost without making any noise. I was speechless. In front of me there was a room about twice as big as the one I had seen in the holographic computer projection. I did not understand how this was possible and looked at Caesar in astonishment, asking him with a glance to give me an explanation. Ayo, unfortunately, nobody has an answer to this enigma. The outside sensors show a room which is not very big, with a side of approximately 5 meters and a height of 3 meters, but when the door opens, the space is more than double. The team of American researchers has reached the conclusion that this is due to a strange intertwining between two different realities, the physical one that is specific to us and a subtle one which is almost certainly of astral origin. The initial measurements and calculations have shown that there is a powerful link between this strange phenomenon and the ambiguous nature of the tunnel. This is actually the main reason why Aiden is part of our team. He can give us scientific explanations of the enigmas we are facing here. A while I received this explanation, we all entered the underground chamber, which looked almost like a hall due to its size. Assessed the geometry of the surface as a square with a side of 10 meters, maybe more, and a height of almost 7 meters. I noticed that the walls, floor and ceiling were made only of enormous stone slabs which were perfectly carved and intertwined. I could see no crack, opening, passage or empty space in those walls. Apart from the fact that I was astonished by the way that the underground chamber was built, because it seemed a planted underground, two aspects immediately intrigued me. First of all, I noticed that the room was lit by itself without having a visible light source. The light was very pleasant, warm, and covered us while revealing the smallest details of the room. If I knew that the light in the Bsky ensemble somehow originated in the semi-organic material that covered the walls, I did not TMT notice the presence of that material here, because the walls were carved in rock. The second intriguing aspect was the air in the room. Normally, given the fact that the place is almost 40,000 years old and has no connection with the surface, no air hatch, and no means of ventilation, I expected that, in the best case scenario, we would barely be able to breathe when the gate opened. But my surprise was huge, because the air was very clean and even slightly ionized. The only observation I could make was that the air seemed a little dry. Caesar soon answered all my questions when he explained to me that these were the first elements that had been analyzed when they first came to this place during the previous expedition. They wore protective masks at first and took air samples as well as samples from the stone walls and analyzed them with complex equipment, entirely computerized, which they had brought with them. Upon their departure, they left the equipment in the tunnel, just outside the gate at the final stationary point. Assuming such an operation was necessary, they came prepared with an installation which analyzed biological samples as well as some amorphic material sources used by the U.S. Navy in certain special missions. The results of the analysis of the air in the room was positive, so they immediately took off their masks. Concerning the source of the light, Caesar asked me to accompany him to one of the rumor TMS walls. We went to the right wall while Lieutenant Struo and Nikoara immediately headed for the left wall, where I saw some sort of shelves upon which many identically sized tablets were arranged. At least that was my first impression. But I wanted to take things in methodically and study them one by one. I almost did not raise my eyes from the floor in order that I could enjoy even more the intense emotion and pleasant chill I felt after entering that ancient room so full of mysteries. I was amazed, however, that Lieutenant Truro seemed to move very naturally in that space, knowing exactly what to do and where to look. Aou shouldn't TMT be surprised. Since he had TMS an important USAP agent, he had full access to the file of our expedition, including hundreds of photos, graphics, descriptions and evidence about this room. He owned them so well that now he had TMS acting as if he were walking through his home. But I'll explain to you personally what is in this room, even if we still don't TMT know the meaning of some objects and we don't TMT really understand what the purpose was of this chamber. A we were near the right wall of the occult chamber. Come closer, ATM, said Caesar. Ao, now you can see the thin film covering the stone. It RTMS very special and it RTMS of organic nature, but it RTMS a life form totally unknown to us. Slightly radioactive, but within reasonable limits, it RTMS, based on yttrium. The other four components are not found on our planet and this is why we can attempt understand the atomic relations between them. I went closer to the wall and touched the stone slightly with my fingers.